Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever writes salat upon me in a book, angels will continue to make istighfar, that is, seek forgiveness for him, as long as my name remains in it. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, welcome to the series, Pearls of Wisdom. Today, my topic is evil consequences of lying. Make sure you do good intentions before listening to this episode and listen carefully. A person came in the court of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and humbly said, I want to bring iman on you, but I have four bad habits. Number one, I drink alcohol. Number two, I am an adulterer. Number three, I am a thief. Number four, I lie and don't speak the truth. People comment that you consider these things forbidden, whereas I do not have the ability to abandon them. I can leave one for your sake. Please give me advice as to which of the four I should give up. The Prophet of Rahmah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, advised him not to lie. That man embraced Islam and made a commitment that he will always speak the truth. When he departed from the noblest Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he was offered alcohol. He thought, if I was questioned about it by the beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I told a lie in response, then it will be breaking of a promise. And if I speak the truth, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will pronounce the prescribed sentence for sinning. Pondering over this, he refrained from it. Then he had an opportunity to commit adultery, an addiction which is hard to leave. But he managed to control it. He thought of stealing, but at each urge, he pondered, if I commit the crimes and then lie about them, it will be a clear violation of my promise. In the morning, he rushed and submitted to the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that by not telling a lie, he was saved from all major sins. Later, he sought forgiveness from all sins. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you seen when a person showed a firm determination and conviction of not telling a lie, he refrained from many major sins? It is learned that lying is the root of all evils, and it is the worst of addictions. Whether it is committed through the tongue or action, it is judged either way. What is lying? Lying means to tell something in a way that is contrary to the truth. That is, if you are asked whether you had attended the weekday congregation and in response you replied yes, though you did not. Or if you were asked whether you had eaten and in response you replied yes, though you didn't. It is a lie because it is opposite to the truth. Lying is such an evil habit which is hated in every religion. Our deen Islam has a lot of emphasis to refrain from it. The glorious Quran has condemned it at many places, and the liars deserve divine curse. It is stated in verse 30 of Surah Hajj, part 17, translation from Kanzul Iman, and avoid false speech. It is stated in verse 105 of Surah An-Nahl, part 14, translation from Kanzul Iman. Only those who do not believe in Allah's signs attribute lies and fabrication, and they themselves are liars. Sadrul Afadil, Allama Maulana Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, has said, lying and blaming are the jobs of dishonest people. Imam al-Mutakallimeen, Allama Imam Fakhruddin Muhammad bin Umar Razi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, has stated, the above mentioned blessed verse is a concrete proof on this thing, that lying is the greatest of the major sins and the worst of all the evils, because the person can dare to speak a lie and blame others who do not believe in the sign of Allah Azza wa Jal, or that person who is a non-Muslim, and the condemnation of Allah Azza wa Jal with such strict words is a severe warning from Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, ponder seriously how the Quran condemns the liars and lying repeatedly and referring it to the hollowing of Iman, and it also damages the inner selves of liars. Lying is such a devastating epidemic which keeps hollowing, undermining and crippling Iman, as well as falling prey to this epidemic is also very unique, as each time while lying, the liar has the same thought, what big loss can it cause? Even though this evil brings loss in society, and the liar is recorded by Allah Azza wa Jal as Kazzab and enters into hell. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to three blessed sayings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number one, speaking the truth is a virtue, and virtue leads to Jannah, and lying is a sin leading to hell. Number two, undoubtedly, truthfulness leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to Jannah, and undoubtedly, the person who continues speaking the truth until he becomes a truthful person, falsehood leads to sin, and sin leads to hell. And a man may continue speaking lies until he is recorded as a Kazzab, which is a great liar before Allah Azza wa Jal. Saying number three, a person came to the blessed court of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and humbly asked, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is that action which leads to hell? The noblest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, when a bondsman speaks a lie, he commits a sin. When he commits a sin, he shows ingratitude, and when he shows ingratitude, he enters hell. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you observed how dangerous is the epidemic of lying, and the one who always speaks lies is recorded as a great liar, a Kazzab before Allah Azza wa Jal. None of us would like his name to be recorded in the list of criminals in the police station. And if it does happen, then our peace and our sleep are badly affected. So ponder seriously. If nobody likes to see his name registered in the list of criminals, then it should not also be liked by any Muslim to see his name to be registered as a Kazzab, a great liar, due to always speaking lies. Similarly, if somebody knows that such and such a path is full of perils, and one may endanger his life and possessions by traveling on that way, then no wise and sane person will choose that path. But alas, We are so absorbed improving our worldly life and worldly status, but have no thoughts towards our hereafter. We know that lying leads to hell, but putting aside all dangers, we commit this evil. What a disgraceful state. Indeed it is that liars have stopped considering this evil as an evil. Remember, those who, for the sake of money, make others laugh by mocking others, relating imaginary dreams and entraining others, as well as adding false titles with names in the lust of worldliness and honor. Remember, the torment of lying is unbearable after death. No one will be able to bear it at all. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, "In my dream, a person came to me and requested, 'Accompany me.' I accompanied him and I saw two people at a place. One of them was standing and the second one was sitting. The one who was standing had hooks made of steel in his hand, which he would put into one jaw of the man who was sitting and would pull them to rip up to his neck. He would then take them out, put them into the other jaw and drag them in the same way. Meantime, the first jaw would restore to normal condition. I asked the person who brought me, 'What is this?' The person, he replied, 'This person is a liar. He will be punished in this way in the grave until the day of judgment.'" Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned, "It has been relayed to us that a liar will change into a dog in hell. One who envies will change into a pig, and a backbiter will change into a monkey." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, mentioned narration is not only a lesson of warning for backbiters, but it is a warning for liars as well. By telling a lie, one may feel pride by attaining temporary success in this mortal life, but he will be left with nothing in the grave and in the hereafter. Ponder over this seriously. If one cannot bear toothache, then how would he bear the awful pain of splitting jaws? If one gets worried about itching and the swelling of a mosquito bite, then how would he be able to face the torment of the grave? And sometimes the liar faces divine just in this world. Once a man stole his cousin's belongings. The owner caught the thief in the blessed haram in Makkah and claimed for his belongings. But the thief responded, "You are lying." The owner replied, "If it is so, then swear an oath." Listening to this, the thief swore in front of the holy Kaaba, standing beside Maqam-e Ibrahim. Seeing this, the owner raised his hands for prayer, standing between Rukne Yamani and Maqam-e Ibrahim. After a short while, as soon as the owner started praying, the thief went insane and started screaming, "What has happened to me? And what has happened to the belongings? And what has happened to the owner?" When this news was heard by Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the blessed grandfather of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came, collected the belongings, handed them over to the owner and went away. Whereas the thief kept running, screaming and crying until he eventually fell off a mountain and ended up being eaten by wild animals. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, never tell a lie, never swear a false oath, and never steal anyone's belongings, as all these evils bring destruction, not only in the worldly life, but also in the afterlife. In order to refrain from every kind of sin, especially the evil of lying, associate yourself with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Remember, company makes the man. A man with a good company will have a good character and thoughts. If a sesame seed is placed in the petals of a rose. It gets the rosy color and fragrance. In the same way, whoever finds the blessed company of the lovers of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes a priceless diamond by the grace of Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and shines with awesomeness. If we also want to get rid of lying, backbiting, false telling, watching movies, listening to songs and other such types of evils, take part in the 12 Madani activities of Dawat Islami immediately by associating yourselves with the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Travel in Madani Qafla with the lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to learn the Sunnah and Islamic teachings. In order to lead a successful life, fill out the Madani Inamat booklet daily, practicing Fikre Madina, and submit it to the relevant representative of Dawat Islami of your locality on the first day of the Islamic month, as well as attend the weekly Madani Muzakara and also motivate others to do so. Keep watching the 100% pure Islamic channel, Madani channel, and persuade others to watch it as well. If you are privileged to engage in the Madani activities of Dawat-e-Islami with consistency, you will develop devotion towards Allah Azza wa Jal and His blessed Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Blessings of the blessed companions and the blessed saints would begin to shower upon you. You will have hatred to sins and you will have made a mindset of leading your life according to the Sunnah with practicing Fikre Madina, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani channel, whatever we do in this world, their consequences keep coming to us as well. If it is a righteous action, it will have a good outcome. And if it is an evil action, it will bring evil. Since lying is an evil action, it produces evil. Let's listen to various evils of lying mentioned in blessed ahadith. When a person speaks a lie, the angel moves a mile away from its foul smell. Telling a lie is the greatest treachery. Lying is opposite to Iman. Destruction is for the one who speaks lies to make people laugh. Whoever lies in order to make people laugh falls into hell at a distance more than the distance between the sky and the earth. A person's face turns dark due to lying. Saying a false thing is a major sin. Telling a lie is one of the signs of a hypocrite. On the day of judgment, liars will be included amongst the most hated people in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani channel, have you observed the devastating consequences of lying? So, the wise person is the one who sticks to the truth, abandoning the evil habit of lying. By speaking the truth, one would not only be excluded from warnings and punishments of lying, but would also attain the virtues of speaking the truth. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it is beyond any doubt that lying in our societies has gone viral, spreading like a virus. Hardly any of our gatherings go without falsehood, especially lying while joking is quite widespread. Conducting entertaining gatherings, then making people laugh with excessive joking and fairy tales. Similarly, spreading something false, attributing it to individuals through social media, is not regarded as a sin at all, even though Shaitan is pleased by all these actions, which leads one to hell with his plans. Out of all the forms of lying, false testimony in the court is also one of them, because it snatches the rights of people and dishonors them, and it causes a dead end in the social justice system. The noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, false testimony is equal to shirk. Shirk, what is shirk? Shirk is ascribing partners to Allah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today we have learned about the evil consequences of lying. Undoubtedly, if one makes a firm determination not to speak lies, he can save himself from many sins with the blessings of speaking the truth. A liar will certainly be disgraced in the hereafter, but if his lie gets exposed in the world, he will also be humiliated in the world. When a person speaks a lie, the angel moves a mile away from the foul smell, and he becomes the most hated person in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, we should make efforts to refrain from all sins while proclaiming war against lying. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the privilege to act upon this. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of wisdom.